bit of food. I don't mind a bit of street food. I don't mind that when you go to the eating events and they put up the stalls, have anything from any part of the world you want. I love a hot dog at carnival. I love a bit of food from the street. Not a problem at all. Richard Johnson is on the line. He's an award-winning food journalist and founder of the Bristol Street Food Awards. Hello, Richard.
Hello there. So it's the British Street Food Awards.
What did I call it?
The Bristol Street Food Awards.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I do apologise. I should have said British Street Food Awards. Well, in that case, you're even bigger then, because you're bigger than one city. You're mega. Apart from that, did I sell it well enough?
Yeah, you did. Yeah. Although there is a slightly out-of-date view of street food, which is that it's drunk food. But
no.
Actually, street food, that was what it was 15 years ago. But it's now... When people want to set up their own restaurant, this is where they get their menu straight, where they get their recipes straight, where they get everything sorted before they think of moving to bricks and mortar. So it's like a laboratory
right.
for food ideas. It's not just drunk food anymore.
I wouldn't have thought it would have been, Richard. What I quite like, I'm going to link it slightly to Glastonbury. Now, when I go to Glastonbury, yes, we're in the middle of a giant field, but you can buy any type of food from essentially a pop-up restaurant, if you like, and it is superb. I've had the best chow mein and noodles I've ever had in my life out of a canvas tent.
Well, I'm delighted. And the best traders there and the ones with the longest queues will be British Street Food Award winners.
Well, I see it on there. They put their emblem on the top of it, don't they?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Glastonbury is another thing altogether because there your flash is your cash. there's a real art to knowing how to sell something from quarter of a mile away. You know, you need to put the title of what you do in big letters. And the fancy stuff, the small detail of the menu up close. So, yeah, it's all about how you present it. But, yes, totally agree.
So you founded these awards, did you?
Yes. Yeah, 16 years ago, the prize was a stick blender. We set up the British Street Food Awards.
It's like the Generation Game or Bullseye when you win a blender.
You've got to start somewhere. We now have five regional heats in the UK. So this will be the Southwest Heat. With all the best traders, we get 3,000 applicants. We choose the best traders to compete in the regional heats. This is the Southwest Heat. It's the Harbourside Market today and tomorrow. We've got judges coming down, but there's also a people's vote. So you can come down, you'll get given a vote, and you'll get to try tasters and full portions from all the competitors who want to go to the finals, which will be at Pedlar Market in Sheffield, September the 4th to the 6th. If they win there, they go to the European Street Food Awards. The finals will be in Germany, September 18th to the 20th. And we've also launched the American Street Food Awards. We want to do America versus Europe. That's the dream in a couple of years' time. It's going to be like the Ryder Cup with blazers and everything.
I have no doubt you'll get there. You speak with such passion about it. What is the popular... I mean, am I sort of stabbing the dark here? What is the most popular when it comes to street food? Is there something? Is there a particular cuisine or country that's towering above the others? Or does each one have its own merits?
Well, it used to be classic kind of Americana, pulled pork burgers. We've matured, to be honest. I was kind of thinking about the trends now, things like a premium street food. So I was doing the Scottish Street Food Awards a couple of weeks ago. There's a trader there with a Josper oven. And when I was a restaurant critic at The Independent, sort of 10 years ago, the only chef that had a Josper oven was Heston Blumenthal at dinner. Two Michelin stars. So they're using all of those kind of sous vide techniques, restaurant techniques. It's all about sustainability. There's a chef here who comes from Devon, Lululis, and they cook over charcoal, but only fish from day boats. So there's a sustainability story.
Yeah.
You know, we're only getting what we can from the ocean, and his sources are a seaweed. In this country, it's crazy. We're an island. We should be using our seaweed, not importing processed Japanese seaweed. Fruity and spicy is very big. So something like Thai spiced fruit salad, Japanese yuzu koshu.
Good.
So, you know, we're really gravitating towards more mature things. We don't just want to come and order a burger anymore. I mean, we've got amazing burgers.
Yeah.
You know, we've got a Wagyu burger truck, British Wagyu, treacle cured bacon from Ludlow, buns sourced with kind of near pilgrimage devotion. But it's an amazing burger. So anything you get here, you know, it will not be run of the mill. I can guarantee that. Come and vote for the best and send them to the finals.
Without using a food-based pun, the world is your oyster now, because you can basically cook and serve anything on anything nowadays, can't you? In the sense that, you know, I've been before, again, I'm going back to Glastonbury again, which I know is slightly different, but I've been serving